1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longpineauto.com.
At Long Pine Auto Plaza in Emporia, get back-to-school savings on our best inventory of new Chevys in years during Chevy's Summer Drive Sales Event. Come in today and get $8,100 off MSRP on select 2024 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 models or low 1.9% APR up to 36 months. Drive home in a new 2024 Chevy Equinox and get $1,500 off MSRP or 1.9% APR up to 36 months. For back-to-school savings, come to Long Pine Auto Plaza or visit us online 24/7 at longpineauto.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
KVOE News Time is 8:23. Newsmaker 2 time here on this Monday. We're pleased to have with us in studio Sacred Heart Principal Curtis Simons.
Curtis, good morning.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time to join us. Curtis, no stranger to KVOE as he's with us every wrestling postseason.
Right, yeah.
Play-by-play postseason wrestling coverage, but Curtis wearing always a lot of hats, and as Chuck alluded to, the principal of Sacred Heart. So how are things going less than a week in, Curtis?
Yeah, we started school on August the 15th, and our enrollment's up a little bit. We're still trending up. Last year we had a big jump, but this year we're up a couple students. But this is my third year at Sacred Heart.
What do you see as maybe leading to the increased enrollment, at least early on? Obviously, the final numbers won't be settled for maybe around another month yet.
Probably a combination. Parents, they understand that faith-based education is really important. We're hiring some. We have a very good veteran staff at Sacred Heart, and we've hired some new teachers that are veterans and that do a great job. And since our enrollment's going up, in the past we've had a combination third and fourth grade class. Mrs. Bloffis, she taught both, but with our enrollment going up, we have a big third grade class. We got the green light to hire another teacher, which is Carol Taylor, and so she's my fourth grade teacher. But it's a combination of things going on at Sacred Heart.
How big is that to have a separate third and fourth grade class now?
Yeah, it's when teachers teach a combination two grade level classes, it's a lot more work and planning, and there's having, you know, one teacher dedicated to that grade level is huge. And we have nine teachers at Sacred Heart, and we have a Title I teacher, which sometimes some of the small schools don't have a Title I teacher, which helps kids with reading and things and areas that they may be deficient in. We have MTSS training, which is also, like we call it, Cardinal Time, which the kids get specialized. If you have an advanced student, sometimes we test all the students 3 times a year, and then we put them into different groups, and sometimes you may have a first grader that's advanced with a fifth grade student. And so try to, you know, teach the maximize their potential.
Well said. Now, Curtis, you've been, as Ron mentioned, you know, you've been, you know, part of our wrestling coverage for Emporia High specifically for a number of years. You've been a teacher, a coach, an administrator at a number of different public schools, you know, locally, Emporia High, Hartford, Neosho Rapids on that list. What was it that drew you to take over at Sacred Heart, and really how are things different here at Sacred Heart versus the public schools that you've been at?
Well, I started the year as a part-time PE teacher, and then transitioned in after Christmas to being the building principal. I mean, it doesn't happen very often.
No.
There's you know, Sacred Heart, the parishioners are so supportive of the school. The parents are so supportive. It's a really good school. I mean, it's our curriculum. We're updating our science curriculum. We have new science curriculum. STEM scope is a hands-on. We did some research, talked to other schools, and we had PD for that before school started. There's just a lot of good. There's virtue education going on. There's just a lot of good things going on at Sacred Heart, and it's nice to be a part of it.
Yeah, because you retired, you know, before taking this job, right?
Yeah, I've retired a couple times.
So you had what, a 4 month retirement? Was that what we were looking at there?
Yeah, about 4 months. I'm 63, so I got a couple more years in me. But it's nice that I can coach wrestling and do the play by play and be a principal, and it's just a good fit.
Yeah, so you just off of Sacred Heart for a second, you are still coaching some wrestling, USD 253, right?
Correct. Yep. Okay. Last year I coached the junior high boys before Christmas, and then after Christmas I coached the junior high girls. There was a They split the seasons. Before, that was the same time. There were 16 girls out for wrestling 2 years ago, and then we split after Christmas. The girls wrestled, and they had like 54 girls start wrestling, and they only had two coaches, and they asked me if I wanted to coach, and I said, sure. I was going to coach at the high school as an assistant after Christmas, but it worked out that I coach at the junior high with Aaron Mahia as the head coach, and it's nice. I've known Aaron, of course, since he's in junior high, and coached him in high school, and he's a two-time state placer, and he's a very good coach, and it was a good fit.
So obviously still that love of wrestling, huh?
Yeah, it's a hobby. I've coached now for 26 years.
But obviously with Sacred Heart, that's kind of top of your list right now to keep things moving forward to Sacred Heart. You mentioned you had a big jump in enrollment last year. What was the number last year?
We had 18. We increased by 18 students last year.
That's significant.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, we had a really good size kindergarten class. A couple of those parents, I was their principal at Hartford, and a couple of those parents, I coached them in junior high. So it's just probably that recognition helps. And like I said, we've added on some new teachers to the staff, and it's just a combination of things going on.
Again, joined by Sacred Heart Principal Curtis Simons here as we continue our Newsmaker 2 segment here today. Curtis, the last time I think we had you in last year, or maybe it was early this year, you'd mentioned here about at least initial plans to at least look at a new school building here for Sacred Heart. Things were obviously in kind of the germination stage back then. Where do things currently stand with that effort?
Yeah, we did a feasibility study last spring, and our building is 98 years old. And so there's right now, a couple weeks ago, we actually met with the architect, the teachers, and myself up in Topeka. We were there for a commissioning mass, and it worked out. But our building, like I said, it's 98 years old. And so do we refurbish this building? Do we build new? And there's like three or four different plans. Nothing's set in stone yet. Everything is still, you have to have, fact-finding. You have to get all your ducks in a row. And there's some committees that we're forming. And Father Carter, there's also the Archdiocese that sent a couple people, architects, to help us out. And so there's, you want to maximize your, I have a friend out in Western Kansas. He built, it was Jay Gifford out at Dodge City. He's the athletic director, and they built an indoor practice facility. Well, they tied it in with FEMA money. He got some, it's a storm shelter, and it's an indoor practice facility. So there's some federal funding, and that's something that we're checking into too. I mean, that may be a possibility. We don't know yet, but there's a lot of pre-planning that the average person doesn't understand.
What would you then part of that though ultimately is going to lead to not only a plan on renovating or new, but the options for where maybe a new location could be at this particular point in time. Where are your options now, given the fact that you're relatively early in the process?
There's three different options. The thing is, too, that the Knights of Columbus, there's a storage. It's north of the Parish Center. There's the Knights of Columbus meets there. So we really don't know. There's not a set. There's three or four different options that they're looking at. So there's so many things. If you do one thing, if we add on north of the Parish Center and we share the gym, that's not ideal. We just don't know yet, I guess. So I shouldn't say it's not ideal, but like I said, if we tear down, we don't really want to tear down the Knights of Columbus building. There's a lot of variables, I guess. So we just need to wait and see what's best for, everybody that's involved with this project.
But obviously, and you alluded to this earlier in our interview here, Curtis, the support of the parishioners is very high for Sacred Heart School, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been very impressed the last couple of years. Like last summer, the air conditioning in the office went out, and made a couple phone calls, and Austin Bass came and checked out our unit, and I told him, I said, hey, he goes, I remember you from middle school. He said he went to school at Emporia Middle School, and I remember he was an honorary kid. He's a good kid. He was honorary, athletic, and there's three of the Bass brothers, and I remember all of them, but they're good kids. But anyways, he said, hey, let me go check and see if we have a unit. I go, there's a possibility in 3 or 4 or 5 years we may have a new building. So it's possible, but if you have an old unit, we would go that way. Buy your old air conditioning unit. Well, he called me about 30 minutes later and said, guess what? I have one that we have here in the shop, and I said, well, how much is it going to cost? He goes, oh, it's free. We'll donate it. That's just awesome. Wow. I mean, just great support.
Yeah, obviously, and you mentioned numbers are good, and I understand, too, that you have staff CPR training happening, huh?
Yeah, currently I'm the only one that's CPR trained, and if I'm gone, like today, or there's times that I have to go to meetings in the Arts Diocese, and so I'm getting all the teachers are going to, and the secretary is going to be CPR trained. There's a two-part process. They're doing the first part now, watching videos, and then the second part, Amanda Gutierrez from the rec center will come in and do the mannequin, the manual CPR training. So to me, I think it's just good to be ready for CPR. And we have AEDs too, and we had AED training. And it's just, you know, part of being an athletic director, you got to be safety is so important, and planning ahead. And that just kind of goes with being an administrator.
Yeah, well said. Well, Curtis, what do you got going on this week? Obviously you were busy last week with starter classes. What do you got going on this week as kids and really your staffers kind of get into the full swing of things?
We actually have a PTO meeting tomorrow evening. It's an all-school PTO. It's at 6:15 at the Prairie off Hall there. And the kids, if their parents attend the PTO meeting, they get to dress their way day the next day. So on Wednesday, they don't have to wear their uniforms. And they've got to follow a dress code policy. But if they're, you know, Kansas City Chiefs or K-State or KU, they can wear their T-shirts. And it encourages parents to be there because the kids get to dress their away day, and it's just like I said, it's a good way. We have three PTO meetings throughout the year, and so it's important for parents to be involved and to support the school.
So how's the food at Sacred Heart?
We actually have a cook. We have a full-time cook, and she does a really good job. And we have a hot lunch program, which sometimes some of the smaller schools may not have a hot lunch program. And we actually, after Labor Day, we're going to add in breakfast. So free and reduced students can benefit from that. And so Mandy Vahey, she does a very good job, and she's our school cook. And so we are adding in breakfast next week.
Well, Curtis, we appreciate all you do. And, Curtis obviously is with us during postseason wrestling, so we're looking forward to having you back on and helping us out once the postseason arrives again this year. You good to go?
Oh, yeah. It's great. Fun doing the radio. And then in the 5A state finals, I did the play-by-play for the TV for the Flow Wrestling. That's a big change going from radio to TV. People, you don't realize that, but it's huge because now people can see what you're talking about, and so you got to transition a little bit, talk more like about the coaches and the background and the kids, and it's fun. It's a great hobby.
Well, we appreciate all you do, and we hope things continue to trend well at Sacred Heart School.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks, Curtis. Curtis Simons joining us here for our Newsmaker 2 segment, and I did want to let you know that tomorrow's morning show slate is going to involve a couple of more interviews like this. We will be joined during our Newsmaker segment at 7:20 by USD 252 Southern Lyon County Superintendent Ryan Mulig, and then for the Newsmaker 2 spot at 8:20, we'll have Emporia Christian School Principal Sally Kaiser. Before this hour is out, Alex Mosakowski will be our Newsmaker 3 guest as we talk about the upcoming school night to join scouting. And if you do want to be part of our morning show, easy to do that. Give us a call, 620-342-1400, or always email us through kvue@kvue.com.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by longpineauto.com. Good morning, it's 8:36.
Mr. G's Express Car Wash, the ultimate in car wash technology. Your ride will be sparkling clean in just 3 minutes. Wash services include a rustite treatment for the undercarriage. There's